Many times in the gospel passages, Jesus tells us we must bear our crosses and follow him. And we do have many crosses. Everyone has his own cross. Some are more heavy, some are light, but they still crosses to bear if we want to follow Jesus Christ. Could be at our homes, we may have crosses. At the work, could be those with whom we go together at work. Could be our bosses, like in a household, husband and his wife did not get along. And at Mass, when the husband heard this gospel, he took up his wife, showing the priest that he has a cross to bear. Could be vice versa. Everyone has his cross. Could be illness, for instance. Those who are hungry, for instance, and are hopeless, that could be a cross to take up. Those who are suffering from injustice could be a cross to take up. So in some words, we do have many crosses. If we take them up, we will be strengthening our discipleship. Peter, in this gospel reading, has not understood how to be Jesus' disciple looks like. Jesus clearly tells us in this verse from Matthew, and he is outlining a condition of discipleship. But note that Jesus does not say, you must suffer. He does not want us to suffer. But he shows us the consequences if we do not take up our crosses. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. This is if to say, I force no one, I compel no one, but each person must make their own choice. But our choices have consequences, as I said. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 tells us the result of our choices. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. It is our choice to accept and bear our crosses with faith, with hope and humility, but there are consequences. My friends, everything we have is a gift from God. Our life is a gift, a precious gift God has given us. Because he gave us life and created us in his image, we owe him everything, even our life. A true disciple gladly and willingly gives up all they have in an exchange for unending life of joy and happiness with God. God gives freely and unconditionally, especially when he gives us crosses to take up. He wants us to strengthen our faith and hope in him. When we are suffering, do not think God has abandoned us, for Jesus himself suffered so that we can have life. When we are facing any kind of hardships, it is that kind of testing our faith. And don't lose hope, for Jesus is our life, our way and our truth. He showed us his love for us on the cross when he died for us. The love and the joy he gives offers no sadness, only happiness. Knowing his providential care is all we need for today and for all eternity. The cross of Jesus leads us to victory and freedom from sin and death. What is the cross Jesus commands us to take up each day? It is everything that tends to keep us from following him. It is any hardship in everyday life. Jesus is asking us to take us that with love and hope and faith. Don't lose your faith in God who sees what we need before we ask for. Are we ready to lose all for Jesus in order to gain Jesus himself? Are we ready to die of a sinful life so we can gain life in Jesus? Are we ready to take up our cross and bear it with a joyful heart? These are decisions we must make daily, and our actions will last for eternity. Today we ask the Holy Spirit to assist us, for we do have many crosses, and without him we can do nothing. It will help us to take up our crosses, and if we do, we will be the true Jesus followers.